Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
Join Citizens for Modern Transit and local media personalities for The Great Race, a relay competition set for May 21st during the evening commute to raise awareness about viable alternative transportation modes available in our region. Visit cmt-stl.org for more.
Dear obsessed fans of St. Louis Bread Company's Strawberry Poppy Seed and Chicken Salad, the Strawberry Poppy Seed and Chicken Salad has returned, only at St. Louis Bread Company.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Martin Kilcoyne here to tell you that Randy and I are going to be on remote this Thursday, May 14th from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. at Bishop's Post in Chesterfield. Come check out their beautiful newly designed patio and waterfall, new menus, and their extensive world wine list. Bishop's Post, located next to Chesterfield Mall off Chesterfield Parkway West. Remember, this Thursday, come on by May 14th. Randy and I doing the show live, Kilcoyne Show at Bishop's Post from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. We will see you there.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover,
you're gonna remember this the rest of your life.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
What the hell? Whoa.
Heck?
Whoa.
Now, let's see. Whose fault could that have been? Dan, you don't run the control board, do you?
No, I don't.
I know I don't.
Now, who's that leave?
No, I'm sorry.
That's right. That's okay,
Homer
Mike.
Did it.
Homer did it. Let's blame everything on Homer.
That would be nice.
My kids were little. We blamed everything on Monty. And you'll do this with Archie. It's like this, imaginary guy. Monty the monster. And so if something was missing or, hey, where did you put that? Monty did it. So Archie will have his version of Monty. If you could take my headphones up just a shade. Hey, go right there.
So Monty the monster.
Yeah, Monty. Monty for monster. And I think all kids get scared. He'll get scared of something, especially if he has a brother, because brothers scare their little brothers. That's one of their great missions, is to scare their little brother.
Oh, sure.
Well, Archie doesn't have a big brother that he knows of.
No, he doesn't.
I hid in the closet one night. My brother and I slept in the same bedroom because...
Uh-oh.
Sorry, we didn't have...
You going to be okay?
We didn't have money to have separate, bedrooms. So we slept in those little... they were bunks, but then when you get older, you just take them down and make twin beds, set them side by side.
Oh, yeah.
So one night, my brother, when he was asleep, I got up and went in the closet right next to his bed, closed the door. And then I made this kind of a... kind of a rumbling, bumbling sound. I knew it'd wake him up.
Now, did you fluff the pillow or something like that to make it look like you were still in the bed?
Yes, to make it look like I was still in bed. And so he called my name, and I don't answer. And then he went over to the bed to wake me and realized I wasn't there. So maybe a killer had tried to make it look
already
like
taking you. Yeah.
And then as he turns to go to get my parents, the closet door flies open. I'm telling you, it probably scarred him for the rest of the
day.
And then a friend of mine, have you ever been so had somebody scare you so badly and they think it's funny, but you're so scared that you're mad.
Yes.
And you lash out at them.
Oh, yeah.
And you lose it. And you go, you think that's funny?
Yeah.
That wasn't. And I'll tell you what it was. It was this was an adult. And I was an adult. I was in my 20s. And he had said something about, go by my house and pick something. I don't remember what it was. But he said, just go in the garage. He said, I'll leave the garage door where you can just lift it up. It won't be locked. There was no garage door opener. He said, just lift the garage door, and it'll be right there on your left. I don't know what it was, but something. I said, okay, because he said, we will not be home. And it was night. As I raised the garage door up, and just as the bottom of the door comes up past my eyes, in the dark, he has a trumpet. And right in my face, and honestly, it scared me to death.
Oh, I bet.
It was so loud, and I didn't expect, and I lashed out at him, and he said, hey, man, it's just a joke. I said, are you kidding?
It's a joke that could have killed me.
It scared me to death.
It could have. Some people can have heart attacks like that.
Those were some of the best America's Funniest Home Videos.
Oh,
people getting scared.
Yes.
Where people would punch the person, you know, if they jump out of a trash can or something.
Yeah.
Your first reaction is just to punch them right in the face.
Yeah, they nail them.
I'll give you another one. I'll give you. Here, this is a good one. I used to give a guy a ride when I tried to go to college, but it didn't work out very well. I got kicked out. But I tried for a while. So I go to SIU Edwardsville, and I drove from Fairview Heights to SIUE. And I picked a guy up who rode. It was Dan. And, of course, Dan.
Yeah.
And I picked this guy up, and he would sit in the passenger seat, and I had my little Datsun sedan. In the glove box, I had a starter pistol. You know what starter pistol? It's for races.
Yeah.
You mark.
Yeah.
It's that. It's essentially a .22 caliber blanks is what you're shooting, but it's a. It sounds like a pistol. He opens the glove box, and when we're driving kind of into the Edwardsville area, and he said, "Hey, what's this?" And I said, "It's a starter pistol." He said, oh, you mean like at the races? I said, yeah. He said, so it won't kill anybody. And I said, no, it won't kill anybody. So we pull up to like a stop sign, and on the right, on his side, where he's sitting, there's an old man.
Oh, my God.
I mean, like like in his 80s, and he's, I don't know, tending to his flowers or something. And this guy, this Dan, reaches and takes that gun, rolls the window down, and says, I'll never forget it. He said, hey, old man! And remember, he is as close. The road is right by the guy's front yard and sidewalk,
yeah.
So the guy's only 15, 20 feet away. Hey, old man! And this old man looks up, and he points that gun at him and fires it.
Oh. And fires it?
Well, it's blanks.
Oh, yeah.
But still.
The expression on the old man's face was, I'm about to die.
He could have had a heart attack.
Exactly. And you should have seen the old man's face. It was that expression. And he looked down. He actually looked down to see where he got shot. And I told this guy, I said, what is the matter with you?
Oh, my
goodness. Hurry up and take off?
Yes. I don't want to see if the guy died of a heart attack. People do, like, dump. Well, first of all, I shouldn't have had it in the car. And I didn't even know why I had it. It was a, I can't remember. I had a starter pistol because, I don't know, it was fun to shoot on the 4th of July. You shoot up in the air, you're not going to hurt anybody because it's blanks.
Yeah.
It makes a popping sound like a firecracker.
Wow.
But, man, scaring people, it seems fun, but sometimes you don't know who you're scaring. If they have a heart condition or something, it's not usually a very good
idea. I did that to my grandma one time when I was
little.
My grandma Strauss, not a gun. I did it to my grandma. I hid in the closet, and as soon as she opened the closet, I just fell out like I was, like, unconscious and just went, and all it was screaming, Oh, that's man, I got in, I
you're
got in trouble.
You're the same guy that gave fake lottery tickets.
Yeah. I got in trouble. I think my dad took the belt to me.
All right. I think I got you beat in the grandma department. And I don't know. You don't think when you're a kid.
Is this the boob?
No. This is my other grandmother. And I had a fake deck of those cards with naked women on them.
That's not a fake deck. It's a real deck of cards,
no,
but
no,
it had naked women.
No, this was a fake shock deck with a shock.
Oh,
a shock kit.
Okay, yeah.
So what would happen is you'd see this box, and on the box, it showed you an example of one naked woman and, like, big boobs. So I deliberately left it on my dresser in my bedroom, the one my brother and I shared, knowing my grandmother was visiting. So I knew that if she walked in there, she'd be curious, what's my little grandson looking at here? And so sure enough... And it makes what makes it worse, she had just been at the sink and her hands were wet.
Oh.
So she goes in.
Amplifies it.
She goes in. Now, at the time, to me, she was ancient. She was in her 60s.
Yeah. Kind of.
You grab the edges and slide the deck out. Well, of course, as soon as she touched both edges. And I mean, she screamed so loud. It was my dad's mother.
Oh.
You could have killed my mother! Oh, boy, I thought, you think it's funny for about 3 seconds.
Oh, yeah, until they're all mad.
And then you realize, my goodness, she's on the verge of a heart attack. And then you're not, it's not funny anymore. Now you're scared. I'll never forget that.
Oh, that was the most I scared my Grandma Strauss. My other grandma, I had...
By the way, I wish I could find another set of those naked, not the shock ones, the real naked women cards.
Oh, I got
some hot chicks
on
those
decks of those.
But did you guys do this at all? They're like you get a little white jewelry box that you can like put a ring in or something like that, and you...
Yes.
That's a cardboard. You put a hole in it.
Yes.
And then you've got the little cotton in there, and you can stick your finger in through it.
And red food coloring.
And you put some stuff in there. Yeah.
Red dye.
And then you hold it, and you go, oh, my God, look at this. I found a finger. And you're holding the box in your hand, in the palm of your hand, and
you
I found this
finger.
You have
your finger poked through.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so I opened it up, and I showed my grandma. I said, I was outside, and I found this finger outside in this box. And she's looking at it. So look at it. It's so weird. And she looks real close. And then I made my finger move.
Oh, my goodness.
And
still
she
alive.
Screamed and went.
The living finger.
And got mad. Screamed and got mad.
As long
and
as we're talking about
that.
As long as, oh, and one of the reasons this all is coming up, I ate a Cracker Barrel 3 times. I was off Thursday. And without going into great detail, my wife and I were on the road driving a lot. I mean a long time. So... I eat a Cracker Barrel because I like it. And at Cracker Barrel, they have, honest to goodness, they still have, and this has to be the world's oldest toy. We all had it. They still make it. It's still the same cheap piece of crap it was then. And that's that paddle with the ball on a rubber band.
Oh, yeah.
And it's stapled. Yeah. It's a stapled rubber band that always breaks after.
It'll last, about an hour.
About maybe an hour, and then it breaks. And they still sell those things.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad they do. It's one of the all-time great plain toys. Well, the other thing they sell, I saw this at Cracker Barrel yesterday, or Sunday. It's called Something Hairy. The guy with the magnet and the iron.
Oh, the shavings.
Yeah.
The metal shavings.
And you put hair on him. He's bald and you make a mustache. I love that stuff.
Yeah.
They still have that. But here's the one that when you're a kid, the Chinese cufflinks. Remember? The wicker and you put your fingers in.
Oh, those handcuffs. The
Chinese handcuffs. That's it. Chinese handcuffs.
Yes.
And you pull and when you're a kid, you just can't. How does this work?
Whoa.
You go, man, how does this work?
Yeah.
This is the greatest. Nobody will ever get out of this. And when you're a kid, the only thing you know to do is pull. And it just gets tighter. The great. Whoever invented that stuff.
I don't know.
And the good news for America is that stuff is still out there.
Yeah.
Just like all those old candies and wax bottles of juice are still out there, all those old toys, if you know where to look for them, are out there. And Cracker Barrel is a great place to get a $5 toy. It just is. And Dan, they had a stack of harmonica.
I know.
They must have had 30 harmonicas.
But you know what?
At the counter, at the checkout.
And their harmonicas are not that expensive, and they're the cheap ones, but they don't sound, I mean, they sound too good.
To be that cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
And and we bought a jar of those cinnamon fireballs. I love those. They're in a mason jar.
Cinnamon stuff. Oh, yeah, I know.
And they're hard candy.
Atomic Fireball.
Yes,
oh,
that's
I can't
exactly
stand
what
those.
They are. Atomic.
I don't like those.
I could live at Cracker Barrel.
I found the exact... I have a store for you to go to. I find the exact harmonica that I play...
Stop it.
...at Nagel's in Florissant. It's on Patterson.
Well, now they're going to run out. Now that you said that, they'll sell out.
It is... It's a really cool...
Say in the store, same model that's played by the great Dan Strauss.
No. I'm going to go back in and put a sign up.
As heard on the large morning.
Yes.
They should have that in there. They couldn't keep them in stock if they did that. That's Burke segment time. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. I do, too.
I'd like to introduce first, in order of saying I do, Eon the Peon. What do you have?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Ended out being a nice weekend, but
Angela's first.
It sounds like there's almost a however.
Yes, and a however.
And there's always a however in life.
Friday started out. It was good, but turned out to have an issue that I had to deal with. I won't go into details.
Be honest, do you have a marital problem?
No. But so that led into Saturday. It's always in a bad mood.
You will. I
was already in a mood to start with. And then Saturday started out all right. Angela had to work, so I had Archie by myself.
She had to work and you didn't?
Yes.
Yeah.
How long did you have Archie by yourself?
She worked from like 7 to 11.
So, that's it? 4 hours?
Yes.
So she could work harder than that.
Yeah, she could. You're absolutely right.
So you had him for probably about 5 hours by yourself.
Yes.
Total.
So sometimes I help coach on weekends a baseball league. It's for children with different disabilities. I help out every once in a while. I wasn't able to do that because I had Archie with me, but we went and watched anyway. So we went and did that. It started to drizzle, so we only stayed for about a half hour because we were standing out in the rain. So I didn't want to keep him out too long. So we came back home. Angela got home.
So hopefully she beat you home?
No, she was home already, yes.
That's what I mean. She
Yeah.
So hopefully she was vacuuming or something.
Yes, absolutely.
She had time to play.
Only half a day of working.
Ironing.
But I got her a new phone. Her phone was due for an upgrade.
Wow,
so,
what a life she's got.
I tell you. And so the phone was there, so I opened it up and trying to figure out how to get her contacts from one phone to another.
Why does she keep her contact lenses in a phone?
That's quite a phone.
That's why I corrected myself. I said phone contacts. Oh. So her new phone has those little I don't think Apple has SIM cards.
I don't think they do either.
I don't think so.
Android phones have these SIM cards, specifically Verizon, or that's what we have. Her new phone had the SIM card you can pull out, and it's like now they're, I don't even know how to describe it, you know, like a quarter of an inch, you know,
no,
square.
No, it's so little. Yeah.
Yeah. So the new phone had one, and her old phone had one, but it was a little bit bigger than the newer SIM card. So I took her new card out, and the slot looked big enough for the old card to fit into. So that's how I was going to move the contacts. I put the card in there, realized very quickly that this card should not have been in there. Uh-huh. And so now it's stuck in there.
Uh-oh.
And usually with those, you push, you know, usually with your nail.
And there's a recess.
Yes, it'll pop in and out.
Like
this
a
was
toaster.
Not, yes, yeah. This was not popping anymore. So it's stuck in there. So I'm already, like I said, I was already in a mood. And
frustrated.
So now I'm irritated. This is a brand new phone, and now I have a SIM card stuck in it. So I'm trying to figure out. We have nothing small enough to get this out.
You don't curse in front of Archie, do you?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't. I do silence deeming, I like to call it.
It's mime cursing.
So eventually I just, and I, a little backtrack here. So this is Saturday. I have to get to my parents' house. They left at 5 in the morning. I have to get there at a certain point to dog sit. So dogs have been in the house for a certain amount of time. So I don't have a whole lot of time to mess around here. So eventually I just give her some money and I say, go take the phone to Verizon. Have them take, they'll be able to get the card out somehow. So as we're discussing this, I'm going for
She works.
Yes.
And you give her money?
Yes, I know. I can't quite figure out how that works there.
Oh,
I figured it was kind of my fault that I did this. Okay. So in the process of all this going on, I have to switch the car seat base from my car to her car.
Oh, boy.
So while this is, so I'm already irritated, so I have to go change the car seats. I get everything, and those newer car seats are kind of difficult. You got to hook those little eyelets, clips, and I'm sure you guys have to deal with that with the grandson.
You bet.
So it takes a little bit of work. So, and another little backstory, her car key fob is not working. We need to get it, and it's not a battery issue. We try replacing the battery. So the unlock lock function on the key is not working. So you have to manually hit the door lock to lock the car. So I put the car seat all in there. I'm rushing around. I'm trying to get out of there, get to my parents' house, lock her door, close it, walk in the house, went to put her keys on the mantle or whatever, and I realized I don't have the keys.
They're in the car.
I locked the keys in the car.
Idiot.
Oh, no.
So
that sounds like something a wife would do.
So I just walk back in the house, and she goes, did you lock the keys in the car? I don't say anything. I just walk to the basement, go get a metal hanger, and I figure I'm going to try to...
You don't have a spare set?
No.
Hold on. Who doesn't have a second?
I don't know where these are. Her keys.
You don't know where it is.
Somewhere along the way, she's down to one key fob. I didn't even want to.
So this is actually her fault.
Exactly.
Because if she'd had the second one and known where it was, boom, problem.
So I go to get a metal hanger because I've done this before with older cars, and now with the newer cars, I didn't know how it was going to work, if I was going to be able to do that. So I get the, you know, the curved part of the hanger in between, you know, the rubber seal and the door, but it won't get past those little, the screw part where that's on the top of the hanger. It won't. So I go inside, get a couple screwdrivers, pin open the top left corner of the door to give me a little more room to get the hanger in. So I end up getting the hanger in, and now I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to try to punch the unlock button open with it or grab the lock and somehow unlock it. But I figure I'll just grab with the handles nowadays. If you just pull the handle, it unlocks the car. Right. So luckily, I hook the handle, yank as hard as I can, and it opens the door. So I get the keys out. So she's on her way now. She's got the baby. She's going to the phone store. But in the meantime, her cell phone doesn't have cell service because her new phone doesn't have a SIM card in it. And the old phone doesn't have a SIM card in it because it's jammed in the new phone. So
this is what I call one of those days.
It was.
We've all had this.
So she gets in the car and she leaves. And so I pull out of the garage and I leave. I go in a different direction. And so I turn just around the corner, halfway down the street. I'm almost to Graboy. I look at my dashboard, and the exclamation point with the tire thing is on the lit up on the dash. So I pull over, get out of the car. I have a flat tire.
Oh, my goodness. No, this is one of those days.
Yeah.
So I just start laughing at that. Have you ever done that? That crazy mental falling
because
down?
It's either that or you kill everybody
Michael
around
Douglas
you.
And laughing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I just start, I immediately just go to the trunk and get the spare tire out. And and at this point, it starts raining, just pouring. So at one point, I'm in there and it just starts raining harder and harder. And I'm trying to jack the car up.
Have you ever changed a tire?
Yes.
Okay.
Whoa, wait a minute. You changed the tire?
I have put on a spare tire. On this car, actually.
I haven't changed the tire in 50 years. Yeah. 40,
on this car,
years.
Actually. So I knew where everything was. So I'm waiting to see if this rain is going to let up. At one point, I got in the car, but it's just still pouring. And I had to get to my parents' house. So I just get out, and I'm in the pouring rain.
I'm going back
tire.
Up a second because you're the worst car on there.
Yes.
How many miles do you have on your tire?
Oh, they're within a year old.
Oh, so they're new.
Yeah, they're new
tires.
Oh, you
picked up a nail.
Yes.
Okay. I was gonna hammer you pretty hard, but I can't do that.
I did. Believe me, the first set went way too long, but these are newer tires.
Okay.
So in my haste to jack this car up, I hurried up and jacked it up, but I didn't loosen the lug nuts first. You're supposed to do that on the ground.
Yes.
Because once you
otherwise
get the tire.
You turn the wheel around.
Yeah.
So I already have the car up, and now I'm trying to loosen these lug nuts. But I go, I'm not going to – it's pouring rain. I'm just standing out in the pouring rain. I go, I'm not going to lower the car again. So somehow I wedged the tire against my knee, and I'm just jamming the tire iron with my hand to try to – so I loosen all the four lug nuts.
I wish there was a video.
Oh, my goodness. And so – Yes. So that was the day. That was Saturday.
The day from hell.
I thought you were going to say then the spare tire was flat.
No.
I've had that happen.
Yes, a lot of people don't ever bother to check the air in the spare tire.
So I finally dropped the tire off today. I didn't even look over the weekend just because I was so irritated of why it was flat. So I went and dropped it off at a tire place today, and I carried it in, and I go, yeah, I need this tire fixed. I really don't even know. So I kind of just looked at, and so there was a big metal thing about an inch long stuck in the tire.
Is it in the sidewall or in the
It was in the tire.
In the tread. So that should be able to be fixed. If you get something in the sidewall, they can't fix it.
Yes.
Then you have to get a new tire.
But they said it was pretty big, so they're not sure. So I'm waiting to see now.
What day was this?
Was Saturday.
That's a bad Saturday.
They can patch the inside of the tire, probably. Generally.
Mother's Day turned out to be good. It was her first Mother's Day, so tried to make it a little special for her. We went out and had brunch and drove around. So yesterday was a nicer day than Saturday.
My son, my older son, a lot of people will not think what I'm about to say is funny. I think it's hilarious. You have to have a particular sense of humor. Flowers came to the house for my wife. And my kids' names are Adam, Austin, Amanda. My daughter-in-law is Carmen, and my older son's girlfriend is Casey. So he included her because he's been with her 5 years. So we lost a dog not too long ago that we had sort of let my mother-in-law keep. The dog's name was Lexi, and Lexi had to be put to sleep. And it's still fresh enough that, you know. So here's what my son puts on the card. Happy Mother's Day from Adam, Austin, Amanda, Carmen, Casey, and Dead Lexi.
And Dead Lexi?
He put dead dog. Happy Mother's Day from your dead dog. Now, I know a lot of people think, well, that's horrible. No, it's funny. It's just funny. Was that the end of your contribution?
Yes.
That sounds like a fantastic Saturday.
That's all I had.
So get ready because there will be worse Saturdays now that you have a kid.
It might have been one of the – I was thinking about it. It might have been one of the worst days in my life. I don't think I've ever had a day where the universe was just
here's what you have
out to get
me. Here's what you have to do when you have a day like that. Drive by a hospital and look at it go, there are people in there who would kill to have this day I'm having.
Exactly.
They'd love this day. I'm serious. That's what you have to do.
That's true.
Because it really, you just go, what next?
Never asked that.
Yeah, what next could be paralysis, spinal cord injury, cancer.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at rebounding and,
I'm
and
not.
Facing.
I'm not.
I'm pretty good at realizing.
I've had days like that.
And
many
now
times.
With his contribution, we're late. I mean,
do you
want to
do
it? This will keep on the edge of their seat.
Oh, wait, I just got a text from one quick addendum. While I was out changing car in the pouring rain, I didn't realize till, you know, it took about 15 minutes. I get in the car. I had my phone in my pocket the whole time.
So it got wet.
So later that night, my phone's just glitching all around. And I go, what the heck? And so I go, it's phone wetness.
So
I have a new phone being delivered today because I have insurance. I forgot about that. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you, lovely Angela, for reminding me of that.
Well, she sent you the text because she's giddy. She's happy.
Yes.
They delight in your misery. Let me just tell you this.
So if Angela's listening right now, I would go to a hardware store and have an extra key made. You have a key, right? Just a regular key?
The key fob is on the actual key. I don't know if they can make duplicates of those.
No, you can. Oh, it's on the actual key. Oh, then you have to order it from the dealer.
You have to get one from the dealership.
You go to the dealer, and then they'll tell you it's $400.
It's like those switchblade keys.
Yeah, you can't just make it any old key. When we return, Dan Strauss is. Good luck topping that one. Dan's contribution.
I might be able to.
Okay, well, this will be good. Ballast Dental Care. I want to remind everybody who doesn't have a dentist that I have a dental clinic, a dental home for you. It's called Ballast Dental Care. It's at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. I know what I'm talking about because I have gone there for 42 years this year, and have never wanted to go anywhere else, can't imagine wanting to go anywhere else, and I don't think you will either. One appointment at Ballast Dental Care, and you will realize you have finally found the dental clinic that you didn't think existed, meaning a place where never again. Will you be afraid? Will you dread an appointment? Will you have anxiety? You may very well actually look forward to your next dental appointment. I know that sounds crazy, but it's not. If it sounds crazy, it sounds crazy to you because you aren't a patient there. And I can understand people who aren't patients at Ballast Dental Care. I can understand that they can't understand not being afraid to go to the dentist or not dreading it. Well, let me tell you, that's what's going to happen. Sedation dentistry, they have practiced it for years and years and years. They've been licensed to do sedation dentistry long before many of these upstart new dental places were doing it. In fact, they've been around doing great dentistry before many of these were even in existence. And they've never let that slip. They've never let the way they do things, the quality of their work, none of that. They're as good at what they do as they were the day I went. Well, better, because technology changes, equipment gets better. They're able to do things. Look, this business about, there was a time, it's like having a baby. There was a time women went to the hospital to have a baby. They're in the hospital for a week. Did you see that Kate Middleton walked out of it with that baby? I think it was 3 or 4 hours after she had the baby. She's out letting the press see her hold the baby, taking pictures.
Angela was pretty much like that. She was out, up walking around.
And I don't think she would spend the night in the hospital. And if anybody could have had that luxury, my goodness, the princess or whatever she is she a princess, Kate, the duchess?
I don't know what she is.
Whatever. She could have said, hey, I want to stay in the nicest room you have for a week. Nah, right home. Same thing like with dentistry. They can do things now in hours that used to take days or maybe a week, but they're done right and they're done better. Ballast Dental Care, corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. I am inviting you to make your first appointment. You will thank me for this. Website, ballastdentalcare.com.
Meet me. Yeah, we're going to get a look at traffic right now. Frank Ladd is in for Tim Wiley. Frank?
Westbound Highway 64, Dan, seeing some volume now west of Tam Avenue out to about McCausland. Then you're on the brakes again just a little west of 178 about McKnight out through Clayton, Warson. Don't see an incident there, but there's certainly more volume than normal. Also, a pocket of volume up in North County, westbound on Highway 367 approaching Washington, Elizabeth. Not on 367, on Highway 270 approaching Washington, Elizabeth. For about a mile or so. This update brought to you by Choice Hotels. When you need to travel to an old friend or coworker, there's a Choice Hotel nearby. Plus, you can earn rewards for your stays as a member of their Choice Privileges program. Visit choicehotels.com and find a hotel where you're headed. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd of the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Jim Holder, reminding you to listen to the Joe Sprouse Show tonight during the Big Sports Show, 6:30 to 9 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Had a friend of mine call me up the other day and thank me for telling him about Bowen Dental Care. You see, my friend had some dental problems and he needed some dental implants. And he was doing research and he heard me talk about Bowen Dental Care. He heard me talk about there was a family-run dentistry handed down from generation to generation. He also found out that John Bowen, Dr. Bowen, has been not only educated but continues to educate himself on all the latest when it comes to dental implants. And then lastly, he loved the fact at Bowen Dental Care that it's one place. Many people will send you 3 or 4 or 5 different places to do the different surgeries needed for dental implants. But at Bowen Dental Care, it all happens at his office, his world headquarters in Florissant on Dunn Road. So if you need a family dentist, if you need Invisalign, teeth whitening, root canals, and yes, dental implants, Bowen Dental Care, B-O-A-I-N, Bowen Dental Care. They're online, bowendentalcare.com. For the best family dentistry, Bowen Dental Care.
For months, you've heard about the latest sales at Granite Busters.
Well, there are other reasons why you should choose Granite Busters for your stone countertops.
Granite Busters has a huge on-site display of slabs.
Over 500 of them.
In just about every color and style imaginable. Most other granite retailers have a few slabs or samples, but make you drive across town to their supplier's warehouse to shop around for the slab you want.
Who wants to do that?
You won't have to at Granite Busters. Granite Busters also offers precision technology. They use a laser templater to capture the exact dimensions of your kitchen. Once you pick out your slab, you'll see on a large computer screen how that exact stone pattern will look on your countertops.
They even match up the color flow with the shape of your counters.
Then they use a laser to precisely cut the slab to your specific measurements. And another machine perfectly cuts the edges, eliminating potential human error and ensures your satisfaction. It's why they guarantee every installation for life.
Nobody else does that.
Granite Busters, the best deal and so much more. 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold.
Online at granitebusters.com.
Question for you. When is the last time you checked out your heating and cooling system in your house? Oh, it was when it broke down? Well, why don't you get regular maintenance? Therefore, it'll save you time and money in the long run. The folks at Premier Heating and Cooling can help you with that. They have an amazing maintenance program for your heating and cooling system where they come out and visit you maybe twice a year or so and do maintenance on it, kind of like going to a dentist appointment. Premier Heating and Cooling will tell you whether you need any parts, whether you need a full replacement, or nothing at all. They are honest, and they've had one owner. It's been one company for 25 years in the St. Charles area. They serve St. Charles County, St. Louis County. They are located in St. Charles, as I mentioned, and they will take care of everything you need for heating and cooling. St. Louis is going to be heating up soon. Is your system ready? Give the folks at Premier Heating and Cooling a call at 636-916-1122 or find out all of their specials online at premierheatingcooling.net.
It's the perfect time of year to seed and to reseed. What you need to know is Dynagreen and DynagreenInfo.com. You can choose from a number of different varieties, the four-way fescue, the Turf Saver Plus with 10% bluegrass, or the HTC Bluegrass just like Busch Stadium. You have lots of different options of grass seed, but only one company, Dynagreen and DynagreenInfo.com. Ask for it by name at your local lawn and garden dealer.
Available at Terry's Home and Garden and Sappington Garden Center.
The excitement that is sweeping the nation has finally arrived in the Gateway City. St. Louis Football Club, the area's newest professional soccer team, is playing in front of sold-out crowds at the Worldwide Technology Soccer Park. Fans are loving the authentic soccer experience. Tailgating, cheering, chanting, and much more. It's a party you won't want to miss. St. Louis FC takes on Toronto FC 2 on Thursday, May 14th at 7 o'clock. Get your tickets at stlouisfc.com.
Hi, folks. Alan Thick here. If you owe the IRS, they want their money now, and it's their right to get it. The truth is they would rather settle for less than bother you more, and that's why they've launched the Fresh Start program to help solve your tax problem once and for all. You could now qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. No one knows this program better than the attorneys at Optima Tax Relief. They will fight to get you the best settlement.
Call 800-731-2474. 800-731-2474.
It's a three-day celebration for your eyes, your ears, and your palate. It's Art on the Square in Belleville, Friday, May 15th through Sunday, May 17th, with over 100 artists from around the world, fantastic musical and stage performances, and delicious local food and drink. The Inside Out Show with John Shea and Jim McMillan will be broadcasting live on Saturday, May 16th. Join KTRS and American Eagle Credit Union at Art on the Square, Friday, May 15th through Sunday, May 17th in downtown Belleville. There's something for everyone at Art on the Square.
If you'll allow me to tell you a little bit about Goodfeet, then we can jump back on the phones here and grab a couple
of Dan's
phones. After Goodfeet. Yeah, Dan, I'm sorry, Dan's Burke segment contribution. And I don't know about you folks, I can't wait for that. It's always exciting. The Goodfeet stores are all over the country. We have a couple in the St. Louis area. Here's what they do. They, for thousands of people, and I cannot say that everyone who walks in there gets relief from pain or discomfort, but it's a very impressive percentage. Look, there's not any one thing that's the cure-all or the end of all pain or discomfort for anything. There's not. There's certain conditions people have that surgery works for some, it doesn't work for others. Medication works for some, not for others. Arch supports inserts. I mean, let me give you an example. If you've got a herniated disc, or let's say you crack your pelvis, well, an insert in your shoe is not going to be the answer. But many of the problems people have where they're pain in their feet, plantar fasciitis, for example, or hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, headaches, a lot of times with a simple correction in the way the weight is distributed on your feet, that pain can be eliminated, or that discomfort. And discomfort and pain are two different things. Pain is much worse than discomfort. But hey, discomfort's discomfort, and you don't want it. And for lots of people, Goodfeet's the answer. So you don't need to make an appointment. You go in, you tell them where it hurts. They'll ask you that. Where's the pain? And if you say, I think I broke my little finger, they're probably not even going to try an insert. They can't help you there. But you'd be amazed at how many things are affected by your feet, and pressure, uneven distribution of weight on your feet. So go in, you don't need an appointment, tell them where it hurts, let them do what they do so well. The whole thing takes half an hour, 40 minutes maybe. And hopefully you'll be like the thousands and thousands of people who find the relief you were looking for, not in surgery, not in narcotics, but in a simple insert, arch support. Good Feet Stores, goodfeetstlouis.com, or you can just walk in Creve Coeur on Olive across from, well, just west of 270 across from Friday's, and in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. And now with his contribution to the Burke segment, here is Dan Strauss.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Saturday was my daughter's, was Oakville High School's senior prom.
So you have a daughter.
I do. I have a daughter. She's a senior. And this past week has been a roller coaster ride of all sorts of things.
But saw her prom picture. She looks very nice. And the guy she's with,
Alec,
looks like a decent kid.
Yeah, he is.
Those are the kinds that are the worst.
I know.
Yes.
I know.
Put on that decent looking act.
Yeah.
And you can't trust
Eddie Haskell.
Him.
Yeah.
And he's in choir, and his dad's in a band.
Well, Mr. Strauss, you certainly do look nice today.
No, he doesn't do that.
I really like the way you sound on the radio, Mr. Strauss. I sure hope someday I can end up being like you. Yeah.
Yeah. So earlier in the week, Alyssa was asking me, we really want to, there's like 24 of us. Can we go? I'd like to get a limo. We would like to get a limo. So Alyssa's spearheading this whole thing, so I go on to help her try and find a limo. So I find this place, and I think Martin Kilcoin spoke for these people. It's corporate transportation. I went over and talked to them. We got a party bus type of thing with them, but it's not really a limo, so it's not set up on the inside.
What's the name of the company?
Corporate transportation.
And Martin does commercials for
him? Yeah, he did. He did commercials.
That would explain why I never heard of him.
Yeah. So I call them. They're very, very nice. We get a deal worked out, and I go take some money over there, and then they decide after I sent pictures and stuff. Well,
did you say on the phone who you were though?
No.
No.
When they gave you the price,
well,
I told them you did that
with Martin Kilcoin and all this other stuff.
Oh,
I told
don't
them
say
like,
that though. Man, I know. We wasted a fortune on that.
You're the first one we ever had.
I know.
That was a complete waste of money.
So they all decided that they didn't really want to do that. They wanted something else, and so I called them back and I said, "We have to cancel this and all this other and." And so they were nice enough to end up giving me my money back. So I got the money back. I ended up going and I called Jed's. And I asked Jed's, we have 24 kids. And they said a party bus is the way to go. This is how much it is. And so I called her and I said, so it's more expensive and this is what you have to do. So she went to talk to some of the kids and some of the kids were all, you know how you try and organize something all of a sudden, I'm not paying more. I'm not going to pay that much more. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that.
Wait, the first one was a party bus and then the second one was a party
bus? The first one was a party bus, but it wasn't really the limo type setting inside.
Oh, these kids. No. These kids have to have
the inside is.
Yeah, it has to look like a disco.
Yes. I got you. Okay.
Yeah. The second one was the party bus with the, but that was more expensive. So we decided to go ahead and do it. So I booked it. Well, then she calls me back and she's almost in tears. She says, everybody, all 24 kids trying to get together on something.
Oh, and, I can't imagine. No.
And then she says, just forget it. Just forget it. I have so-and-so that doesn't want to do this. So-and-so doesn't want to pay this. And so-and-so wants to do that. Blah, blah, and she's going on and on. I said, forget it. I said, I will cancel. So I call them and I
canceling the second one.
I end up canceling the second one. Saturday morning, the day of the prom. And this, I canceled it on Friday. Saturday morning, the day of the prom, I get a phone call about 10 o'clock. And Alyssa says, do you think we could still get that limo? I'm like, are you kidding me? Well, Haley's grandma wants to pay the difference and wants to handle that because she thinks that we should have, it would be safer and all this other. And it's like, it's going crazy. So I said, I will call and see if they even have that available because this is prom season, wedding season. And getting some, getting limos and stuff is really
plus,
tough.
Plus, you kind of look like a schmuck because you're the one that said, I'll take it. No, I won't take it.
I know.
Back to, okay, I will take it.
I know.
I hate, yeah.
So I called Jed's back. I talked to Vince, the owner, and Clint. These two guys.
His last name is the owner?
No, yeah. Yeah.
Vince the owner.
Vince the owner. I don't know what kind of name that is. I think it's Dutch.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
So they said that party bus is still available, so we end up getting it. And the kids had an absolute blast in it. And thank you to Haley's grandma.
Yeah, boy, she's the one that stepped up.
You know what? Grandmas are real good about that stuff.
Yeah.
They are. Grandma, I'll pay the difference. Hey, they're really kind of hip and with it when it comes. You'd think they'd go, that's way too much in my day. Nah, they step up.
But the problem, Haley's grandma is probably closer to our age than anything. She wasn't
Thanks for that.
Yeah. I know. She's probably Dan's age, younger than you.
All right, let's get to this.
They ended up going to Union Station, taking all the pictures. We followed them down there. The limo turned out to be great. Everything, the whole night turned out to be great. After a whole week of, like, the kids arguing and fighting about what they wanted to do and it turned out great.
Out of time. We come back after Jose's segment. I have to ask you some questions. What time did she get in from the prom?
I don't know. She spent the night at her friend Haley's house.
Is that what she told you?
Yeah.
Right.
Sure, she did.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, well, let's leave it at that. I saw a picture of the guy. He looks like a decent guy.
I was 18.
He looks like a decent guy. You know, when you showed me his picture, at least he didn't look like somebody just escaped from prison.
Yeah.
He's a good-looking guy. We won't close the Burke segment yet. There may be a final element or two. Jose Hernandez is on the way in. I had to call him this morning because I had a question. If you have a question, it'll be your time after the news break. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. The reason for the emphasis on the 878, there are some other numbers that are similar. If you call those numbers, you will not get American Equity Mortgage. I want to make sure you get American Equity Mortgage on the phone. 314-878-9999. The other way you can contact them is their website, AmericanEquity.com. Folks, if you, this is still an incredible market for home buyers with regard to interest rates. These interest rates, you know, unless housing prices are just through the roof and I don't realize it, what a fantastic time to buy. And it's always a good time to take advantage of the equity in your house to borrow money.